Radio Kent.
It's Drive Time on BBC Radio Kent. It is The Conversation. Still remaining with me, my guest tonight, author Miriam McGurk and brand manager Chris Pollard. We were talking about anxiety. I think it's a really important thing because lots of people listening to this programme right now may think, you know what, it's so tough to deal with. You know, it's Monday and maybe you've gone back to work and you don't like where you work, or you don't feel comfortable with what you're doing, or you have an experience that you're going through right now, maybe with a family, maybe with a friend, and you don't quite know how to deal with it. Miriam spent a lot of time looking at this subject and has written really about how to deal with these things in some of her books, and a lot of the themes are about that kind of thing, and from both the personal experiences of this husband and wife team with me in the studio. It's something I'm really interested in as well, and if you're listening tonight, always send me an email, dominic@bbc.co.uk, if it's touched you. Miriam, we've got a couple of minutes. We've extended this a bit, but I'd just like to know, is there a kind of thing you can do to just bring yourself out of this, which without doing yoga? Some people are sitting there going, I don't want to do yoga. You know,
exactly,
what do you do?
Exactly. And, you know, there's never any one thing that's going to fit or suit everyone. But one of the greatest things that we have, and it's free, is fresh air and it's breathing. Our bodies were built for us to breathe, and we forget sometimes. And breathing in slowly to the count of five, or the count of three, and letting out for five, and doing that five times, you will start to see a difference. Your heartbeat drops. You will start to feel yourself coming back to center. And that can change even your mindset. Being out in the fresh air, listening to nature, even if it's just standing in your door, even opening your window and just breathing. Also, if you can't obviously go to a professional, is to sit and to be able to talk to a friend who you trust, and that you can freely talk about how you're feeling. Break it down.
That amazing amount of therapy can sometimes happen when you just talk to someone you know.
And that's right. The release alone, and it doesn't feel so bad.
But I'm going to fully endorse what you say about breathing, because it's something that I try and do. That, you know, if I have a moment where, in fact, you know, well, should we share that? Shall we? Yeah. Lauren is laughing because we both have. I don't know how to describe it really, Lauren. Lauren, come in. Just jump onto Chris's mic and just. I can't even explain what you and I do, but can you explain what we do if we have a moment of kind of angst or anxiety here in the office? Doesn't happen very often, but if we just need a moment, what do we do?
Well, it actually harks back to what Miriam, you were saying a little bit earlier about yoga and just taking a moment for yourself and getting yourself back to centre again, because we tend to stand up from our desks, we make eye contact with each other and just go, right, no, we can't carry on like this. Stand up, we put our arms to the sides, do a big deep breath. We bring our arms up above our heads.
And we do some sort of ballet move.
You do. Not all of us do it. So if you're sitting there doing a plié, that's not what I'm doing behind my desk. And we just have a bit of a breathe. And just helps us to refocus and have a little chill. And it works, doesn't it?
It also makes us laugh. And another thing we do to relieve any kind of pressure there might be is for Lauren to get herself a mermaid costume and for me to make a video and put it up on Facebook, which we have done, which you can go to at BBC Radio Kent Official. Thank you.
Anytime,
Laura.
Anytime.
Wonderful. And you know the simplest thing as well, just lie on the floor with a cushion behind your head, close your eyes and think nice thoughts.
Don't get Chris started, because you know what happened last time.
I know.
The moment you start giving direction on stuff is the moment he decides to start doing a dance routine.
We're not doing dancing this time.
Not clicking his fingers tonight, but hey, yeah.
Great having you both here as always. Thank you so much for being with us.
Our pleasure. Can't wait for the next time.
Our pleasure. Thank you, Dominic. Thank you.
Great fun, huh? Miriam McGurk on BBC Radio Kent, author of Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, Search for Sanctuary, and Chris Pollard.